Justin Bieber, driving like a speed demon on a Thursday morning. Right now, taking you for a drive through to the dealership. Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, of course. This is where we like to head on a Thursday to catch up before the weekend. And in fact, we're bringing the dealership into the studio right now on Radio Life and Style. It's a full studio and a hearty Thursday, a warm Thursday welcome on a chilly Thursday morning to Don from the Bidvest McCarthy Toyota family. How are you doing, my friend?
Lekker, Brit.
Fantabulous. Alongside you, Ayanda, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
She's got a Amanda hairstyle on today.
Hey. So I'm Amanda today because of the hairstyle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're going to rock that. You can't hear it, but I promise you, it looks proper. And Waza is in the house with us as well. How are you doing, Mr. Taylor?
Morning, Belito. Good to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You're like an honorary member of the leadership team, eh?
Yes, yes.
There's a great,
he's a legend.
A great collaboration and association between Waza Meat Co. and the Bidvest McCarthy Toyota family. And you look... There was a bit of, I suppose, rivalry, maybe, last weekend. The Poiki competition was on the go. And
We beat Waza.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean...
In their dream.
Listen, I'm keeping the Poiki pot you borrowed me.
while we're there, I just want to add, well done to Bolito Toyota. The first year they were there, and it was great to be next to you guys, and we had lots of fun. But still, the highlight for me of fun was Nadim was charged to make the fire, and I happened to be in the right place. I happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I walked past, and all I heard was Don saying, "Hey, Nadim, what's happening here?" And he pointed to this fire, and there wasn't even a glow of a fire there.
Yes, it got going eventually.
But they cooked a great poiki, taking that into account.
Well, listen, we're not going to spend too much time dwelling on...
More stuff went down.
But Don, tell us about what you said to us on the outside.
So, listen, to be honest, I used to live in Zen Drive, which is just around the corner from Townsend. And the Zen Drive group in this town is very, very strong and very popular. So a lot of the stuff goes on there. And every year I'd see this poiki course competition. And honestly, I thought it was for 10 Afrikaans folks all getting in a huddle in a park and making a poiki.
You'd never
get
I couldn't have been so wrong, because the other 5,000 people that were not loitering around in Bolito were there. I've never, ever seen a local something get supported so massively. Wow. It is just incredible. So I tell you what, whoever, if you haven't been there before, you've got to pencil this in with a big black cokie for next year and come and be a part of it. It is incredible.
It was, if you rocked up there a little later on the morning and you were trying to find parking,
yeah.
and you didn't have a Hilux or a Fortune to mount a curb, it was going to be a chore. But wow, it was undeniably. It was a proper show of local community support.
Up to the local community, Monet Steffens, and the community watchers and all of that. Like, honestly, big up to them. It's got to support them.
Yeah, well done.
A successful event, and obviously also important for sponsors and for teams to rally and to get involved. So well done to you guys for lighting it up and getting your poikies going.
It's a beautiful community event.
It's
awesome.
And supporting a cause, the Bolito Neighborhood Watch, a vital community entity, and we're behind them all the way. And now that we are through that one, because I know there was a lot riding on it. We had to cancel the interview last week because the recipes were being tested, and a lot of prep going into that. Now we've survived that one. What exciting things can we look at now on the cards? Is from the dealership side of things, there's exciting news. From Waza's side of things, there's exciting news. Okay, Waza, firstly, because I missed breakfast and I'm getting hungry. let's talk about what's launching tomorrow. Your new range called Lovey's Littles.
Yeah, so very exciting. It's a new kids range we've launched. We've got 5 products that is typically Lovey's Littles is my wife Amanda. She's commonly known as Lovey.
Yes.
And she's got now 3 grandchildren, and she can't waste time cooking. So these are high proper top quality products. There's a chicken fricadelle, beef fricadelle, chicken sausage, pork sausage, and a crumb chicken. I'm talking little cocktail, little chipolatas, hey?
Yeah.
Designed for kids. And then a crumb chicken breast that is proper chicken breast. It's not a shaped nothing processed at all. And they are designed for quick and easy for those lunch boxes. Also designed around the air fryer. You don't have to use the air fryer, but you know that 6 to 8 minutes they cooked.
Bing.
Delicious. And you know what? We've done lots of tasting, and even the big kids love them.
Mark, let's be honest. I don't believe a word unless next week, Thursday, we're sitting there having a taste test ourselves. I just don't believe
deal.
It.
I'll do that. I'll do that next time. Yeah, deal.
There you go. The only thing hotter than a couple of Lovey's Littles coming out of the air fryer is what's hot on the specials in the dealership right now. Let's talk. Tell me about what we can expect if you're a motoring fan right now, if you're looking for a new set of wheels, what would you definitely point us at right now?
So currently we are running specials on the Toyota Starlets, all of them, the Urban Cruisers and the Corolla Cross. So if you want a Toyota, you get a Toyota, you get a Toyota, everybody gets a Toyota.
So this has never been a better time to be looking in that particular direction. But also, got to let you know that there's some exciting stuff arriving in the next week. What are we looking at? The Hilux single cab, I believe, is on the way. What can you tell me,
Don? Obviously, we've had the launch of the Hilux. The full launch of the Hilux is going to expand over a 2-year period. So our next little shift into gear is the single cabs, 2.8s, and coming out this next month. And also, obviously, we launched the FJ Cruiser in June, but you know, stock was ready, all used up around the country, and we've got stock coming now next month in September. Yeah,
it's such a good looking update on that model. So if you're holding on, you're not going to have to hold on much longer, but you don't have to wait. You could pop into the dealership today, have a chat to the team, see what's there, go and get yourself behind the wheel of something. And coffee is great, really. They might even have some leftover poiky for you to sample.
No, my brother is disappointed.
And was it for the weekend? For the Bri, what's your top pick from the butchery shelf?
So an exciting product we've got is a bacon and cheese, smoked bacon and cheese vorse. And personally, I've never really liked these products because they always seem not to my tasting. But we used to go back in the days, and I'm talking a couple of years ago, we used to sell hundreds of them. So we've worked hard on the recipe, and we have now got a perfect product. I took some the other day. I could not believe how nice it was. It's a 400-gram pack in a Vorse ring type thing, $39.90, I think. So it's a really, really well-priced product. But more importantly than that is it's delicious. It's even for
me,
and I say, I haven't always loved those things personally, but people love them, and we're bringing back. We used to sell so many of them, and people then started trying to make them cheaper, and I think lost the plot a little bit. We've brought back the quality aspect to it. It's absolutely okay. I'll bring some of those next.
Now we're talking. And one thing that I just wanted to also sort of wrap up on, while we are experiencing a real cold snap this Thursday, Ayanda, can you tell us, are you still doing blanket drive, winter warmer, anything like that? Can people come to the dealership?
Yes, we still are doing. So if you do have some blankets, please do drop by the dealership. A little does really go a long way. I think me and Donovan, we do go to a lot of communities around our neighborhood, especially Verulam and Dwedwe, Canelands. Guys, please do. If you do have a couple, please do drop by the dealership.
Yeah, because on a day like today, you really, you understand how a blanket could be a world difference for someone without. Mm-hmm. And just, again, going to show that this is a dealership with heart, real people for this community, and just only too happy to have a chat to you if you're looking to talk cars or just to talk community. Bidvest, McCarthy, Toyota, Belito, serving the KZN North Coast and beyond, and with great partnerships like the one with Wazza Meat Co. Mm-hmm. You you know that they're walking the long road. So guys, let's do this again next week. What do you say?
We'll be plates it up next week.
Mark, can I quickly shout out about the R&R?
Oh yes, let's talk about that. When is the R&R?
The was a R&R, and that is Rhythm and Roots. It's not R&R that comes from Mozambique, although that probably will be there as well. So Mhlali School and Waza Meets teamed up, and we have it's effectively a fundraiser for the school. Mhlali School is a brilliant education institution in our town. It's been around, I think, about 108 years old. So they've been educating our kids for a long, long time, and they're a wonderful organization. And so Carol, head of marketing there, has been to many, many splashies. And her dream, and she's highly qualified to bring this to our town, her dream was to have kind of a mini splashy fin, which is not splashy. It's was R&R. But in our town, it's going to be a day event with top artists. I know Veranda Panda, Grant Truter, and Guys, I think, is another band. They're really, really top artists. So it's going to be a fun day for the whole family at the school on the 29th of August. I know it's the Springboks playing the All Blacks, and no event can fight that. So I've even thought about that. So there's big screens to watch the test match against the All Blacks. So they've thought about everything.
It's going to be a real
following on from the Bolito BMW Poiki competition. Another beautiful community event in August, 29th of August. Will be a great day.
Well, put it in your diary right now as well. So you've got just under a month to get yourself ready for that one. It's going to be a real rocker, and we'll definitely have to keep the reminders flowing on Radio Life and Style as we draw closer to that exciting R&R event. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. You've been hearing it from my special guests in the studio with me, representing the Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito dealership and Waza Meat Co. Guys, can we do this again? Should we make it a regular thing?
Absolutely.
You heard it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next Thursday.
Played it
cool, and I'm back to the music with Freya Sky. I'm a little too young to be messed with the legs I